This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. Illinois leaders are working to expand access to gender-affirming care. The State Department of Human Services and the Public Health Institute of Metropolitan Chicago are leading the charge. Community health care providers will get state funding to increase their capacity by hiring and training more staff. Karen Reitan heads the PHIMC and says LGBTQ plus patients often face discrimination in most healthcare settings.
We all deserve to go to the doctor or to a social service agency and engage with providers who don't make us feel badly for being ourselves.
The state is offering $1.5 million in grant funding. Thousands of Amazon delivery drivers have filed legal claims against the company. Two law firms spearheading the action said more than 15,000 Amazon Flex drivers have submitted arbitration claims today with the American Arbitration Association. The drivers allege the company's classification of them as independent contractors instead of employees has led to unpaid wages and other financial losses. Amazon's Flex program was founded in 2015. It signs drivers up to deliver packages with their own cars and a special app. The arbitration claims submitted today were made by drivers in Illinois, California, and Massachusetts. Ribfest will not happen this year in Naperville. The Daily Herald reporting the civic group that organizes the barbecue festival never scheduled an event for 2024. An official who works with the Exchange Club of Naperville says the group did not have the capability to host that 4th of July celebration and fundraiser this year. The Ribfest has been held in Naperville for more than three decades. And the late Chicago journalist Mike Royko is the subject of a new exhibition at the Newberry Library in Chicago. It's called Chicago Style, Mike Royko and Windy City Journalism. It opens June 20th. It covers the newsman's 50-year career through photographs, news clippings, selected writings, and memorabilia. Kristen Emery is the exhibit's co-curator and says Royko's work is a significant part of Chicago's literary tradition.
The classic phrase in Chicago was, did you read Royko today? It was at the water cooler. It was at the corner pub. People were interested in what he had to say. And I think that he took that responsibility seriously of making sure that he had the facts and that he was opining in an informed way.
Emery says Royko thought of himself first as a reporter, and his perspective on local issues from mayoral snafus to 16-inch softball cultivated a loyal audience. The exhibit will be on display through September at the Northside Library. Weather, sunny skies, a few sprinkles this afternoon, a high in the upper 70s, and then cloudy tonight, perhaps a few light showers, a low near 60, and then sunny and hot on Wednesday, high in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labez. Thanks for listening.